Thank you for calling RBI Diamonds in New York. This is Garrett. How can I help you?
Hey, Garrett, it's Brett at Robinson's.
Brett, what do you say,
sir?
Happy Thursday, sir, from the snowy,
yeah,
from the tippity-top snow globe up here down to the beautiful beaches of Fernandina.
Hey, it's cold here today. It got down in the mid-40s last night.
Oh, man, bring out the big jacket.
Terrible. Yep.
Yeah. But what's going on?
Survive. Hey, I mentioned to you a couple days ago, well, first of all, on the three to four character,
yeah,
we're working that. Jeff actually had a conversation with that couple yesterday for about an hour. He's out today, so I'm not quite sure how it all went down, but hopefully we'll follow up with a request or something here shortly.
Yeah, let me know.
But
we're stocked and locked, yeah.
Good. I had mentioned to you I had a lady interested in old European cut.
Oh boy, yeah. What carrot weight?
Conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a carrot and a half. You'd quoted me one that had sold. It was around, I think it was 7,000 was the cost on it.
Yeah, one. I think
that
was a carrot 90.
That was kind of her top end.
Okay.
So so anything up to 7,000 in the carrot and a half is what we would like to target. If you have any.
I think I can put. I just got a 3-carat a second ago. At 28,000, not the same animal, but yeah, I can get you an old Euro. they want the. Is it the? I always get them confused. And yes, I'm an expert in diamonds. Euro versus mine. Old mine is the old miner is the
European,
cushion shape.
Yeah, and that's the earlier dated stone. So the European was an improvement over the old miner. And it's more
round,
more,
closer to the brilliant,
closely to the round brilliant. Yeah.
All right. So now,
the old,
okay.
The miners is really a high arch kind of crown, and more, not very. The cutting is not as precise.
What trips me up, and I'm gonna blame. Everybody I talk to, I'm not going to take ownership over this misconception. It's someone else's fault, not mine. a lot of people ask me for old Euros and then old mines. It's an old miner and then it's a European cut. There is no such thing as an old Euro, correct? There isn't like this weird hybrid between the two.
I don't know for sure. I've in the trade, I've always heard it referred to as the old miners.
Old miners and European cuts.
Okay, or yeah, I guess you're right. I guess miners cut.
Right.
Miners cut and old European.
Right. Yeah. So
we'll go with that.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I know what you're looking for. $7,000 is our cap. We want it to be carat and a half. Yellow gold, white gold. Sometimes we find a lot of low color, high clarity material. Where do you want to land with them? Like, does she just want a carat and a half or $7,000? And what, you know, eye clean or like, is some warmth okay? Because I've got a lot of IJK
question.
Stuff.
That's a good question.
I'll see what I can come up with, but I was just wondering if there was
there,
any.
So I think color over clarity.
Okay.
You know, whiter, if we have to sacrifice completely eye clean. That's my guess.
I think $7,000 is a very good budget
for a daughter for an engagement ring. So you know, probably yellow is not going to be
what they want.
Ideal
for
them.
Yeah. So I mean, I are better near colorless, but towards the higher end. And we should.
Yeah,
so I mean, for 75, like seven to like a 7,000 is the cap. I think we can we can nail it.
Okay.
When do they want to come in?
I told her I'd call her when we had.
Had some
coming.
Options. Okay. We are shipping Friday. Oh, perfect. And I'll try and get you a couple so that they come in and they go, I don't like that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Come back,
always.
Please.
having a choice is always better.
100%. If you were to stretch, so 7K kind of being the max, like would you want a higher quality carat and a quarter? Or like to compare and tell a story? I'm a firm believer that I send a diamond not to sell it, but to sell a different diamond.
Yeah, you could. And And I, you know, you, sometimes you get some variation in the width,
make
millimeter width,
yeah,
of the same carriage. So, yeah, sometimes a, you know, one visually would
can
look
different. And again, maybe it just appeals, right? It just appeals to them that.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say a carat and a quarter to carat and a half.
Because then it'll be like, oh wow, that one actually looks nicer, and
yeah,
this is why I'm making my decision.
Yeah, probably, you know, probably whatever you can find in the 6,000 to 7,000 range.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. And I'm excited to hear what we found out about that 3-carat. I know they discussed budgets and things like that. I have a very
like
healthy.
I mentioned, they're not like trying to do this for Christmas or anything. There's no rush on it.
Okay. I don't understand that. I wish I could slow down. Sometimes I'm like, no, you need a 3-carat. You need it tomorrow. I don't understand the mentality of waiting. Classic New York. I think you'd call that a malady or a character flaw. Is probably where I'd go with it. But I mean, what's nice though is, I mean, 3-carat plus is really, you know, stayed firm in some categories, gone up a little bit in price, but I don't think I mentioned this to you the last time I talked. I have sometimes bigger Januaries than I do Decembers for that reason. A lot of guys will come in and they'll start thinking about 3-carats and plus, and the capacity for a jeweler to perform. Sometimes it's just tough to, like, I don't
so
want
busy.
Yeah, like I want to sit down and design a ring. Okay, dude, it's December 4th. I'll do what
right.
I can, you know.
We've got a store full of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it in January, you're right.
Yeah, and sometimes it's easier for budgeting. Like some people will, on those bigger purchases, they'll move money around, taxes or, you know, bonuses come through. So
put it off to the new year.
Yeah, I'd rather not. If we can make it happen this month, that'd be great. But you let me know where you need to be. I'll work on getting – I'm going to call you back regardless here in a little bit with what I got, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks,
Stuart. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.